What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
So yesterday, the team put out a tweet that read, "New alternates unveiled in 1 week." There was a picture of a silhouetted player in uniform with July 9 written over top of the helmet of the silhouetted player. July 9 would have been a week from yesterday. That's when they are going to unveil their alternate uniforms for next year. Now, everybody has pointed out that in that silhouetted picture, you can see the W on the helmet. A couple of things real quickly. Number one, this is a tweet that right now, as I'm looking at it, has 774,000 views. Now, I went back basically over the last month and a half to look for kind of average views for a tweet. And the only tweet that I could find that was anywhere even close to it, and it's only at about a half the number, was 360,000 views. And that was the tweet that the team put out extending their sympathies and condolences for the loss of Fred Smith, a former minority shareholder. Now, why did that particular tweet get 360,000 views? Well, most of you can guess the answer for that. Fred Smith and Federal Express were certainly at the forefront of the name going away back in the summer of July 20th. I bring this up because, like, the average tweet view count for the Commander's account in a typical week is like 35,000 views. This has 774,000 and counting. Anybody that still will, especially, you know, for people like me that will say, get off the name and the brand and the uniforms. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about that. They've moved on. We had a winning season. As if you can't do two things simultaneously. I enjoyed the winning season, and I also care about the name and the uniforms. But for those out there, and there are some dummies out there that clearly just are not in tune with the history, the tradition, and what the majority fans really and how they really feel, because they never felt it themselves. If you don't think 775,000 views, basically on average about 730,000, 40,000 views more than their average tweet. And the only other tweet that had any sort of real traction or hundreds of thousands of views was everybody screaming that they put something out about Fred Smith because he's the one people deem responsible for the loss of the name. You guys are out to lunch and have been out there for a long period of time. Now, with that said, people get excited about uniforms too. You know, part of it is just, hey, I want to see what their new alternates are. I, by the way, liked the black alternate uniforms. I thought they looked better in black because I can't stand the white jerseys with the cranberry colors. I can't stand that. That just doesn't look anything like my team. So we're going to see what the alternates look like in a week. And as I first said all the way back in October of last year, and I don't have an update since then, we've talked about it on occasion, and people have thought that it was like an update. What I said back in October is what I still believe to be true. They told me in October, I had a good source, multiple, that told me that the alternates in 2025 were going to be uniforms that were more, you know, sort of similar to the traditional uniforms for all of those years. Now, I know many others have come out and said the same thing, and there are websites, sports logo websites that have come out and kind of reported the same thing. I can only tell you what I told you in October, I think before anybody else did, that while the name was still in flux in the moment in terms of the conversation about it, they were definitely going to do something about the uniforms. They were going to make the uniforms look like the team that we rooted for, you know, 50 plus years. Not like what we've seen since February of 2022. That horrific put together, you know, rebranding of the team. And so I'm anxious to see what it's going to look like too. The only other thing that was told that to me at the time that, I asked about was the logo. And they said the logo is going to, you know, more likely than not have some place in the franchise, but it might not be on the uniform or on the helmet. And, you know, we know as fans that the logo has never been a source of controversy. No one's ever said the logo is racist. The logo is insensitive. No one's ever said that. So I'd love to see the logo come back and be slapped on the helmet. But with the name Commanders, does it really fit? I don't know what we'll see next Wednesday. I'm not a big uniform guy. You know, many of you know stripes and this was on this uniform. I'm not that guy. I just told you what I knew. And that is Mitch Rales and Josh Harris and Mark Guine and guys like that who not only own the team now but have been lifelong fans want to pay homage to that history. They feel the same way when they look at the uniforms. It doesn't look like the team that they grew up rooting for and then rooted for as adults. So we'll see what they look like in a week. I would expect that these alternates are going to be something that definitely looks and resembles something close to what they used to wear. And then, you know, as I told you last October, the plan would be that eventually, whether it's 26 or 27, to perhaps make next year's alternate something more permanent. We'll see. You know, remember, they go out in their uniforms that they wore last year, except for the alternate dates, and they win another 12 games and another two or three or four playoff games. You know, ownership may change their mind. All right, up next, Andrew Brandt will join us. Mark Guine, my conversation with Mark next hour as well.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.